In a recent edition of Czech Books, we spoke to the Romani writer Irena Eliášová. She mentioned that her novel November had been published earlier this year by an internet publisher. This inspired David Vaughan to find out more about Romani writing in the digital age, and he discovered that Czech Roma have embraced the social media in a big way.
The website care.cz, that's spelled K-H-E-R, has become a platform for publishing current Romani writing. Working with an almost non-existent budget, it offers background information about Romani writers, news about various literary activities, readings and workshops, and above all, it publishes contemporary Romani writing in Czech, Slovak and Romani, the traditional language of Roma. If you search the site, you'll find poems, short stories and extracts, and even entire books, which can be downloaded free of charge. The driving force behind the initiative is Lukáš Houdek, who got the idea when he was working on a literary project for the Romani website Romea. He picks up the story.
Every week some work of Roma writer was published, and I was coordinating that, and when it finished we decided to do something on our own to support Roma writers who don't have so many opportunities to publish their work and to use or abuse the possibilities of internet, because many Roma these days are online. Even in ghettos you can find internet connection, and we wanted to support the Roma identity of the people and their access to Roma language.
And I've noticed this before, that a lot of Roma use the internet, use Facebook. It's all about networks, isn't it, when you think of the Roma diaspora all over the place. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it, the popularity of the social media among Roma.
Exactly. I think Facebook is very important in the life of Roma, because part of families live abroad in England, Canada or US, and that's how they keep in touch and how they get information as well. And it's really interesting that thanks to Facebook, many Roma started to write in Romani, because until then there was not so many possibilities to write Romani. It was always a language of verbal communication, and now they have to communicate in writing, and that's how they get more used to write and read Romani.
And that's also very interesting, because of course on the internet you can communicate across borders, there are no international borders, and Romani in its many different dialects is basically understandable all over the world among Romani speakers.
That's what happened now to our writers when they were reading. There came some Roma from Macedonia, and there was a discussion in Romani, and the authors have really good feeling from that, that they could speak in their own language and they understood with somebody from different part of Europe.
And who were the Czech Romani writers involved?
It is Renata Belkiová, who is very young, very good poet, but she's originally from Slovakia, so she represents Czech Republic and Slovakia at the same time. And it is also Eva Danišová, who is from Česká Třebová, who is like 50-year-old lady who started to write 5 years ago, and she is, I would say, one of the stars of Czech-Romani literature.
You say that Eva Danišová is around about 50, that she's only recently started writing. Is this a new phenomenon that Roma writers are discovering, that they can write and that there is potentially a readership?
Yeah, I think it's something that appeared already in the 60s, 70s, when Milena Hepšmanová supported Roma writers in writing. She was a very brave lady who always supported Roma people in general. But her passion was always, I would say, Romani literature and the language. She fought for the rights during the communism. She was persecuted, and after 89 she set Romani studies at Charles University, and she led that until her death. So for many Roma writers and Roma, she was like mother, she was supporter. And when she passed away, for many writers, the engine disappeared. They didn't have anyone to write for who would support them. And that's why we decided to do something, because we saw that the writers want to write, they want to publish, but they don't have possibility and they need some kind of assistance.
I mean, we should mention that Milena Hipshmanova, who herself wasn't Romani, but she was incredibly charismatic, wasn't she? And she devoted her entire energy to supporting and encouraging Romani writers. I remember visiting several Romani writers with her, and this empathy that there was between Milena and the writers that she supported. I'm delighted to hear that you're taking over, in a sense, that role, because there were so many fears when Milena Hipshmanova died that Romani studies would fade generally in the Czech Republic.
I was afraid as well, but it didn't happen. I mean, it changed.
To what extent is the Romani language surviving? I must say that 20 years ago, when I was talking to people like Milena Hipshmanova, there was a lot of optimism about the future of Romani. But I have the feeling that most Romani teenagers these days in the Czech Republic, they know probably a lot of individual words in the language, but can't speak it anymore.
I would say it's really a big problem. I'm afraid that Romani can disappear one day, but luckily it's now kind of a fashion for Roma to speak Romani, that some of the Romas, as there are so huge negative feelings about Roma these days, they feel that they should somehow get together and the language is part of the identity. So I think that many Roma want to speak Romani.
It really is something that people feel empowers them in a sense.
Exactly, and that's what Facebook really helps with. Like, that's one place where they can really speak or write in Romani and they can see that positives. So I hope that it will again improve, but even the Roma writers, they write more and more in Czech, and it's also about the topics, I think, because when they started to write, it was mostly like memories about their childhood, or they were writing about life in the Roma settlements in Slovakia. But these days they are moving to their individual topics, and Romani doesn't really fit in that. That's what Roma writers say sometimes. If they write about their grandmother, they write it in Romani because it connects with the grandmother. But if they write about their lovers or about some modern topics, they always write it in Czech because it doesn't go well for them.
And so what sort of things are the younger generation of Romani writers writing about?
Some of them, or I would say all of them, always start with these memories for childhood or a grandmother. It's something that really connects all the writers. But after some time, they want to become not only Roma writer, but they want to become writer. And that's why they try to find different topics. And for example, Renata Belchiova writes in her poems about their, I would say, love problems and other very individual things that are not that common in traditional Romani literature.
No, I shall not sleep. I let the horses gallop onwards in our room and hang a collage of guitar strings, morning omelette and bus tickets across the window like a flag sewn of touches, fluttering gently in today's still air.
Others, like Eva Danišová, they write about also problems in relationships and also social problems. Elena Eliášová, the same. She writes about some injustice in the society. And even though you can find that there are some meeting points where you can see that the author is Roma, it's not the first place as it was before.
And you mentioned social problems. Is there a greater political engagement or political anger, let's say, given some of the recent quite shocking outbursts of anti-Roma racist sentiment that we've encountered here in the Czech Republic?
I don't think that the young authors now want to fight for rights of Roma. It's they want to be themselves. They want to tell the people what they feel, but they don't want to tell them, I'm Roma and I want to speak Romani. It's not important anymore for them.
And I'd like to ask as well about music, because music has always been such a central part of Romani life, and song. And we've spoken a little bit about poetry. I'd be interested to what extent also music is, for younger Roma writers, a form of poetic expression. I mean, for example, there are several quite well-known and less well-known Romani rap musicians.
It's true that there is a very close connection between music and poems, but it's really interesting that these days there are not many Romani poets. I don't know why. It's maybe because there is not that strong connection between Roma and music as it was before. So many writers in the 1960s, like Teda Fabianova and later Emil Cina, who was also a poet, it was the first step for them to write poem because it was something they felt. But these authors, it's not like that. They first, what they write is normally some short story.
You mentioned Emil Cina, who was one of the older generation of Roma writers in the Czech Republic. He died just a few weeks ago, and it was a very sad loss to Roma literature. You knew him personally. Could you tell us a little bit about Emil Cina and his work?
He was always a very enthusiastic and very positive person, like on public. Even though he had many fears and many problems, he was always very positive, and he always tried very hard to improve the situation of Romani language. Even though he was already very ill, he was going around Czech schools, speaking with non-Roma children and Roma children about the language and promoting the language. And this is something that nobody does anymore. It was his passion to promote the language, and I think that we will really miss him.
And finally, Care, your website, which is kher.cz, is very much work in progress. What can we look forward to in the near future?
Until now, we published two books, e-books, because we specialize on electronic books. And what we discovered is that it's a very good way how to promote Romani literature, because both books were downloaded like 3,000 times. So you never, when you print it, you would never sell such amount. And so that it will really get to many readers. And what we prepare now are three books next year. One is the book of former male prostitute who wrote his autobiography. It's very rough. And we are also preparing, hopefully we'll see how it will go, a book of Emil Cina, because he never published his own book, what is quite a pity. And just recently we will publish the textbook for teachers who work with Roma children, where the Roma children can learn Czech language and other abilities on text of Roma authors, so that they will get some positive examples and they will see that Roma language and Roma topic fits into the school.
Lukáš Houdek, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and I wish you best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much for the invitation, and if you speak Czech, follow us on Facebook.